Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the Most Beneficent, the Most Merciful. Hello everyone, I'm Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and we're going to be with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. And in this edition of the program, we'll try to discuss the commentary of chapter Shu'ara, the 26th chapter of the Holy Quran. We'll be back after you listen to the verses we're going to discuss in this episode.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم رب هب لي حكما وألحقني بالصالحين.
And he said, My Lord, grant me authority and join me with the righteous.
Brothers and sisters, we were discussing the 83rd verse of this chapter. رَبِّ هَبْ لِي حُكْمًا وَأَلْحِقْنِي بِالصَّالِحِينَ. My Lord, bestow wisdom on me and join me with the righteous. Now, the story of the invitation of Prophet Abraham is stopped in this verse, and as we saw, Prophet Abraham nullified the superstitious imaginations of numerous gods and various deities by a very logical reasoning and argumentation. He brought forth the total description of who truly deserves to be worshipped. الَّذِي خَلَقَنِي فَهُوَ يَهْدِينَ. The one that wants to be worshipped needs to be able to create you. No, vice versa. These gods, you have made them. Anyway, he finishes his description and suddenly he changes the addressee. He asks the Almighty Allah. And from this verse, we see the supplications of Abraham and his beseeching before the presence of Allah. Now, the point worth mentioning is that he asked the Almighty Allah both knowledge and action together. Hukma, which we refer to as a kind of theoretical knowledge and science, and Al-Hiqni bis-Salihin is that kind of practical knowledge. He is grateful to the Lord of the universe because of the previous mercies and bounties that he mentioned in the descriptions, and then he starts his supplication. We'll be back, dear listeners, after a short break to mention more noteworthy points regarding this verse.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly, the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
So the verse says, "Rabbi habli hukman wa alhiqni bis salihin." As we saw, Prophet Abraham does not ask hukm alone. He accompanies this request by this, "Alhiqni bis salihin." Join me with the righteous. Even if you have hikmah and hukm, that we said they're quite different. Even if you are bestowed upon this hikmah and hukm, you are not going to reach salvation if you do not have righteous friends. If your friends are misguided, it is quite a challenge for you to reach salvation. That is why true hikmah is nothing without the righteous ones. Another interesting fact is that he asks hukm at first. This means practical knowledge is based on true theory. You need to gain your theoretical knowledge in science first to lead you into practical aspects of your life. To reach the righteous ones, you need to set your life based on wisdom. So this is what an Ark prophet asked the Lord of the universe. Such verses of the Holy Quran are the best kinds of du'as and supplications we can ask the Lord. These are the best men of Allah, the best vicegerents of the Lord on this earth, supplicating to him, talking to him. This is a practical teaching on how to supplicate. The best vicegerents of Allah are his prophets, and one of the biggest and greatest Ark prophets is Prophet Abraham. Now asking the Almighty Allah for hukm and being joined with the righteous. Elsewhere in the Holy Quran, he asked the Almighty Allah to have good and righteous children and righteous followers. Anyway, another possible meaning of hukm, as we said, that could be the sense of government and guardianship, and asking the Almighty Allah for a government just for these divine aims is not bad at all. And it is recommended. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode as well. We ask the Almighty Allah to sit us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path and the righteous ones. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see. All the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
but for me,